USA Radio News.
President Trump is in North Carolina tonight on the eve of the second and final debate before Election Day. The Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and spoke about the latest talks regarding the COVID relief package.
Advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons? And I don't think our chances get better after election.
The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on COVID-19. Jay Butler had the latest numbers.
The past week, we've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths. And we're also seeing cases increase in really all parts of the country, in the Midwest particularly, likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has admitted that he did not vote for President Trump when casting his 2020 ballot. Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, has been outspoken about his differences with the president. Romney and the president attempted to make amends at one point, and he was even considered for Secretary of State ahead of Romney's 2018 Senate run. Trump endorsed his election bid. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been always given credit for his ability to coach candidates preparing for debates. Fleischer appeared on Fox News and discussed what President Trump should focus on during tomorrow's debate.
People who were previously poor made more money than any other economic recovery. He's got a great story to tell. COVID, you know, I think the COVID story is already written, and that's been hurting the president. And I think one of the debate segments will be about COVID. The president will clearly play defense.
Fleischer added that the black vote will be key even more than in 2016, saying that's where Hillary Clinton lost the election. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In a documentary that premiered Wednesday in Rome, Pope Francis called for the passage of civil union laws for same-sex couples, radically changing direction from the position of the Vatican's history and the Pope's predecessors on the issue. Tesla reported its best quarterly profit Wednesday and said it still hopes to hit its target of 500,000 car sales for 2020. The Elon Musk company has seen its stock jump by 400%. Earnings hit nearly $900 million, which was almost double of what was projected.
The valuation is really driven by autonomous, and what they end up saying on the call will end up being of unstatably important relevance to the valuation in the stock. You know, realistically, you know, if those vehicles that were turned on for full autonomous beta this week do disappoint or end up having accidents or other problems, you could see a very severe impact in valuation.
That's Craig Irwin on Yahoo Finance. Imagine not knowing the human body if you're a doctor. Well, that seems to be the case, as a group of doctors in the Netherlands may have discovered a new part in the skull. Medical experts say there's a gland where the nasal cavity and throat meet. The new part of the body has never been seen through a CAT scan or MRI, but with a new type of technology, it has been discovered. And the Los Angeles Dodgers will look to take a 2-0 lead in the World Series. L.A. won Game 1 8-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Dodgers last won the World Series in 1988. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.